I got an email, Friday fun time.
Yes, sir.
I got an email earlier today, and it says, "Hello, Corbels. My father and I are out at the F1 event in Las Vegas. The scene is wild, as you can imagine, as they're having the actual F1 race on the strip."
Yeah.
If I read it correctly.
Sort of.
They haven't taken over the whole strip, but...
No. What I'm saying is they had a problem last night.
Oh, okay.
Do you know about this?
I don't.
Okay.
Is it a bad problem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had a practice session planned, and 8 minutes into it, had to call it off because I think... I didn't read very carefully.
Did they hit a
storm
hooker
drain?
Or something?
There's a drain cover.
Yeah, I want to say like a manhole cover or something. Like everything in the road wasn't secured for 200 miles an hour. And we quickly saw that they had to cancel practice. Here it is. Due to a loose drain cover, it caused the abandonment of the practice session. Red flag, I believe... They've been working tirelessly to make sure tonight's sessions are squared away, but it's a bit ominous,
okay,
given what's they've been dealing with.
Well, the scene, I'm sure, is pretty regal. This guy says, his name's Michael, he says, "I'm 34 years old, and I've been a listener since my first memories. My dad is a P1 day one, and we both have never written the show before, but we both felt this is the time." So he says, "We both looked at each other as we're sitting in this suite. Champagne flowing, we're chomping on a lobster tail, while looking at the track, and we look over, and there is a string quartet playing. We saw an opportunity, and after a failed Google search, and no idea of the origin of the song, I decided to just go over to the quartet and hum my best version to get these fine ladies to complete our moment." He hums the song to them. He records them. This is what they play.
Real life Vivaldi.
How awesome is that?
Well, it's always... You know you're doing well if a string quartet happens to be nearby.
Especially one that takes requests.
Can you imagine, though? He doesn't need to know it was Vivaldi. And so he looks at his phone like to try to search. He's like, "Well, I don't even know what to do.
Violin, rich people song?"
Yeah. So then he just goes over and he's like, "Do, do, 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 do."
Oh, we know that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we got this one. We don't even need the sheet music.
All right, play it one more time, Ham.
That's beautiful.
So great. So thank you to Mike and his dad.
all of the people that are dressed like the Monopoly guy.
So,
just turned and their monocle drops and they toast.
Right.
So the song is called Four Seasons, right? Is that?
I don't know.
The song is called Spring.
Okay.
And it's part of,
I guess it's probably part
four
of
seasons.
The Four Seasons. Yeah.
Part of Four Seasons?
Vivaldi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jim Vivaldi is the artist?
Jim.
Bill?
Trent Vivaldi.
So we lost Bob Knight a couple of weeks ago, and we were gracious enough to put him in the hole in trifecta. No, he made it.
Oh, yeah. He's
rooming with Matthew Perry.
Yes, he is the second in the room with Matthew Perry, so they have one room open.
So I had forgotten about many moments that you guys, Bob, you and Dan had with Bob Knight when you guys had him on. And
I bet you I have, too.
And a guy sent this to me. He goes, "You need to play this for Bob."
Okay.
Because... invariably, Bob Knight would tell, like, a bad joke, you know? And I think it progressively got worse. But the guy sent me this, and he goes, "I don't know why I kept this, but I did. Will you please play this for Bob and ask him if he thinks this is courtesy laughter?" Okay? So
I'm going to say yes going in, but okay, I'll listen to it. But there's no doubt it was.
Well, let's judge for ourselves if we think this is courtesy laughter from Bob Sturm to Bob Knight.
"And I have a good time sometimes by somebody saying that, you know, I've got a friend that really dislikes you. And I say, is that right? I said, where do you live? And he'll say, where? And I'll say, what part do you live? I said, yeah. I said, I thought I recognized your name because there's a guy in your neighborhood I know that doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is the definition of courtesy laughing.
Oh, so we had played that, I guess. We found that back in the day whenever he was on the show, and we played that on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one wasn't even good courtesy laughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
What is the joke?
I don't even know. I don't know, man. No one knows.
Where do you live?
No, he had a...
Oh, yeah, I heard of that. I know someone who lives there that doesn't like you.
There was a... he had a number of dinner circuit go-to jokes. Like
totally, dude.
Like when he told the story about throwing the chair. He had an elaborate setup where an old lady... needed a chair across the floor, so
right.
I just thought I was trying to help her out. And
he had told that story a thousand times,
yeah.
Too. Yeah,
and it usually kills if you have nothing but Indiana fans.
Right. Right. Or yeah. Playing Branson.
Right. Everybody's loving it.
So earlier today, Junior Miller. Now, congratulations to Dave for winning the
Thank
actual
you.
Emergency break.
Thank you.
For Shakespeare.
Yes.
It was a big win for the show.
I got caught between saying Shakespeare and Shakespearean, and I just cut off Shakespearean after Shakespeare.
Do we have it?
I'm sure we can find it here in a minute. But also nominated today was Craig Jr. Miller. And I have not heard Craig do this before, but we'll play this. And this was noted by Gordon as Robot Craig.
We also got on the subject of lot lizards.
And?
You know what a lot lizard is? It's probably a lot of listeners who don't.
Prostitute.
What?
Prostitute.
That was very Robot Craig.
Robot.
Prostitute. Prostitute.
So.
In a truck stop parking lot.
Yes.
Of course, if you're a longtime listener, you know that all of that robot stuff started with an old host that we had who hadn't been here since 2006 or 7. I always get the year confused. Was it 7, Bob?
The
when Greg left.
Yes.
07?
Week
when
6.
When he lost his phone?
Week yeah. 6 of 2007.
Right. It was the week of OU Texas and the week of Cowboys Patriots.
That's right.
Right. So, anyway, he was notorious for... like just kind of delving into, he would speak normally and then would just have a robot moment where he just sounded like a robot. And
the
so
the guy that wears a headband,
when we heard Craig do that or when I heard it, I immediately start fishing around for Robot Grego, and I forgot how funny especially the long form ones are. And so the one Freistreet's the one that I remember the most, but
yeah.
I didn't remember it in context. You tell me how fake this sounds that a human being can go from normal talk to what we think of as a drop.
When?
8.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's good.
You know, the mayor and the police chief in Denton got rid of Freistreet. Maybe the mayor in Dallas and the police chief ought to get rid of this.
So, that's impossible.
Got rid of Freistreet.
It's literally impossible.
Yeah, it sounds like the drop was placed in there, but that's him actually speaking.
One more time.
When?
8.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's good.
You know, the mayor and the police chief in Denton got rid of Freistreet. Maybe the mayor in Dallas and the police.
And then the one with Vince Vaughn is classic, too.
We have a little local angle on entertainment news. I found out yesterday that the new Jennifer Aniston movie called The Breakup with her and what's his fart?
Vince Vaughn.
I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
It's
man.
Like it's like he was on screensaver mode and then
right.
He perked up. Vince Vaughn.
Right.
What's his fart?
Vince Vaughn.
And here is a compilation of just his drops as Robot Grego. Oh, did that not make it to you?
It did not, no.
Oh, okay. That was one of those wave files or whatever. No, it, whatever. You get the gist of it. So, when we had Gordon on yesterday...
Hazmat uniform.
Yeah, God, that's a great one. When we had Grego on, or Gordo on yesterday, and we...
So good.
Dude, I think the last 2 weeks I've laughed harder than I have in quite some time.
There's no doubt.
Gordo is magic.
But there were two moments within the broadcast where he made a sentence that I promise you has never been said before in the history of the earth. Like, we talk about new words that are added to the dictionary, you know, and blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you, these two sentences, and we'll play them in full context. You can do the French one first, as we were talking about a group of French soldiers who never received their love letters from their wives or their mothers as they were off at war. In the 1700s, they found these letters. So we got on that conversation, and it went into this.
Our friend Juice weighs in. He says, I think Corby just described the globe-spanning 7 years war between the French and British alliances as the 12-year war between France and somebody weird.
I thought you were a history major.
Oh, yeah, like I know that war. But think about that. They think that they're fighting this, we're fighting for the honor of our country and we're going to kill Britain, you know, all this stuff. And what? It's now reduced to this. Where
I want
here
to know what word you
years.
Saw that you just said somebody weird.
Country. Hey, man, come
hey,
on.
Hey, white girls, huh? What's so up, Vatos?
Look at this. Our chariots bounce up and down, man.
Did I devolve into a Mexican?
Whoa. There is one thing no, that I would like that. To do to you, whoa. Mr. Britain, man.
Oh, man, yeah. I want the crepe with some refried beans in the middle, man. Beans.
Our dialects are really all over the swerving.
But that's what this is. That's what their life, their whole life's work of independence and fighting their mortal enemy now has been reduced to this: to
we're
eating
back to philosophical,
to eating grape nuts and having them being stuck to your mouth.
All right, deep thoughts, Corby.
Now tie in the great white.
One moment they're French and they're alive, and then the next moment they're unalive and grape nutted.
That sentence has never ever been said ever,
like,
right in the history of mankind.
All right, can we be sure that that has never been said?
Yes,
ever.
Yeah, no one has ever said that anyone has been grape nutted.
No. Or was alive. I don't know if you have the actual sentence itself, but I'm pretty sure that nobody in the history of mankind and will ever say that again.
Philosophical, Corby.
To eating grape nuts and having them being stuck to your mouth.
All right, deep thoughts, Corby.
Now tie in the great white concert.
I mean, one moment they're French and they're alive, and then the next moment they're unalive and grape nutted.
French and alive to unalive and great.
Yeah, and there was a nice pterodactyl laugh at the end of that.
Dude, yesterday, the amount of laughing and the giggle snorting and it just everything was amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if we have time to play that next one, but somebody did ask me, do they remember when we marked the first time I had a pterodactyl laugh? And... we have it. Ham, this is the first time we actually heard this back in the early 2000s.
All right, we're installing headphones on this gentleman right here.
Let's call him Smokey. He wants to remain anonymous.
Oh, you want to remain anonymous? Here, take
grab
the mic.
You gotta grab the mic.
I got you, Ryan.
Okay.
Are you on? Go ahead, talk.
Speak to us.
All right, well...
Well, first of all, do you wish to remain anonymous?
I do.
All right, what is your name?
I'm Smokey. Come on, man, I'm Smokey.
Four times we said, do you wish to remain anonymous? Yes. And he says it himself at the end. You do wish to remain anonymous, do you not? Okay, what is your name?
All right. Well, first of all, do you wish to remain anonymous?
I do.
All right. What is your name?
I'm Smokey.
Boy, that is the most, the pterodactyl, but also like a six, like a six count pterodactyl. That's
all right.
Beautiful.
There you go. There's some Friday fun to make it laugh going into the weekend.